Tyler, we're at an impasse.
What's that?
You and I have too much going on, too much too soon, too much happening.
I am still
reeling from Infinity War.
I couldn't record an episode of Comics Brew.
I
wasn't going to be here for this.
I cannot record Comics Brew. I'm too in awe.
Nothing happened.
I am paralyzed. I'm parallaxed by too much stuff happening too much too soon.
So what are we going to do instead of Comics Brew?
Well, let's give the audience a treat.
You know what? You were a week behind on publishing plays.
You were a week behind on publishing. You're right. I was a week behind on publishing plays.
Why don't we just do a Comics Brew plays?
On a Monday. Oh, this is a thing unheard of. An elf goes underground,
you know,
or
what?
A dwarf dares not.
This is a special occasion for you Comics Brew listeners. You're going to get a chance. You're going to be, not a chance, nay, you will be forced to listen to the latest episode of Comics Brew Plays.
On a Monday, no less.
And if you like it.
Well, then go back and check out Comics Brew's Adventures in the 13th Age. Because that's what you have today, is the 21st episode of Comics Brew Plays.
And you know
the 13th
what? It's
Age.
A good tease. Because the return of a...
return of a Baxter Nottweiler.
Return of a very good character. If you like him, start from the beginning, because his journey is full of some weird twists and turns.
Absolutely. Well, Tyler, hopefully we see you next week.
Oh, I'll be here next week.
Okay, cool. I will also be here next week.
Well, with that, here's Comics Brew Plays episode, you said 21?
21.
Welcome back to Comics Brew Plays. This is episode 21.
Woo!
If you listened to last episode, which I hope you did if you're listening to this one, we got back an old party member. We scraped by the skin of our butts. I thought I might die again. Also, I'm Tyler, playing everybody's favorite gnome necromancer, Morgo the Great.
I'm Josh, and I'm playing the returning champion, Baxter Nottweiler. I'm like Apollo Creed, nigga.
Yeah. I'm Adam, and I'm just playing a cleric.
Named Gone Hard...
Sharpface.
Shardheart.
No, it's not his name. It's Argon Shieldheart.
Oh, okay.
Argon Shieldheart, there we go.
Argon Heel Shark.
Heel Shark, yes. I am Garrett, and I am playing Victarsis, the one and only occultist.
My name's Chris. I am the DM, GM guy running the story, and I told y'all motherfuckers I was going to kill people.
You did.
And I done did it.
You killed Bodhi, man.
I did. Motherfucker dead. I tells you, he did. Welcome back. As Tyler said at the top of the episode about 45 seconds ago, last episode ended with two motherfuckers dying, but the return of one Baxter Nottweiler.
Hey. Actually, quick question, because...
goddamn episode, you have
I
a quick question.
I was going to mention after my unfortunate death, and quick resurrection, it gave me time to reflect on my life, and you might say that Morgo leveled up. So it says that your one of your defenses is, say, 11 plus middle of int whiz charisma plus level.
Yes.
Is he the guy that doesn't learn the system?
What if my intellect and charisma are exactly the same?
Then you still take the
then
middle
it's still
of
the middle
three.
So
one.
It's 8, 8, and 3.
So it's 8.
It'd be 8.
How is it 8?
Yeah,
you can't have an 8
You don't add your
mod.
Level.
No, plus, it says plus level.
I want to do the Bernie right now out of just sheer stupidity
yes.
for
the
you
thing
said.
Does say plus level. He is right.
Just take your modifier.
What's the mod? What is the mod, Tyler?
4. I mean,
plus.
The mods are 4, 4, and 0.
So it's
but
okay,
plus
four.
Level.
Four.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but it's plus level, so it means 8, 8, and 3. Or 8, 8, and 4.
But you're still adding the same level to each of them, so just go with the original 8, 8, and 3.
No, but I also got plus 1 bonuses. So it bumped one from being a middle to being the same as a top one.
It's still the middle.
It's still the middle one.
It's not the average, it's the mean.
Then I get more shit.
This has been... Quick question with Tyler.
The mean is the average, by the way.
Oh, what did I mean? Median.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean median.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, after that whatever just happened with Tyler. I'm surprised you didn't say anything about, like, we're able to drink on the episode now. It's legally, like, able to drink.
I didn't even think about that.
I know you
didn't. It's been a long time since episode 21 of Comics Brew.
Yeah, yep.
That's when we all brought liquor.
Is that when Tyler puked in the...
Yes, that is episode 21.
Is that when I said that there was a...
Raccoons on the roof, get out of my country?
That, yep. And then there was a porn outbreak on the zombie set or whatever?
Yes,
some shit like that.
Yeah.
Porn outbreak on the zombie set.
We got to come up with, like, zombie comics. Like, that was our thing, right?
No, I remember I was talking about, it was XXX Zombies by Rick Remender.
That's right.
And it's about a zombie outbreak that happens on a porn set, but I'm pretty sure I was so drunk, I was like, and a porn thing happens on a porn set.
Yes. Kadri had to go home, get Josh, and bring Josh back.
Trying to get Tyler to eat bread.
Yeah.
Oh, it was that.
Kept giving him straws for his water, and he kept spitting him into the puke bucket.
Yeah, this shit was wild.
That was night. But hey.
You weren't here for that.
You were not.
Have
here
you done that more than once?
No, I've only doing Comics Brew the one time.
I think you're thinking of that time when you were trashed on Bad Flicks.
No, because
that
like
was like the
I was
best
there
episode
time
ever.
Tyler was not having
not
a
to Comics
hard
Brew
time with straws.
I still think like that's my favorite memory of Tyler.
Oh, great.
my favorite memory of Adam is you. Like, pounding three shots of vodka at your house and then driving here before the liquor kicked in.
Like, oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite things. And you were on your motorcycle.
Was that the Comics Brew plays where he did that crazy bullshit?
It was.
And we jumped out the van and he pulls out a table and goes, follow the ball.
Yep.
Yeah. That was that day.
Remember blacking out after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I
that
don't
day.
Ever remember pounding three shots, though.
You got here and you're like, I was raised. I was like, you said something like,
I don't think it was shots. I think he was at his dad's and he had a couple G&Ts or something.
Something like that,
that's
yeah.
Probably more
and you're
likely,
like, I'm racing the clock. I had to get here as quick as I could. I'm
because
like,
I normally don't do shots. So I was like, that's three shots in a row is not like
but
me. But
I'll do three G&Ts.
But three G&T, me racing three G&Ts definitely
sounds
like
G&Ts
me.
Are the best, man.
Oh, hell yes.
That night, I think Adam and I followed you on your bike to make sure you made it around the corner.
Oh, because I thought I left the lights on, and I had to fucking push start the bike.
Yeah, I thought you guys right. That was you guys went to the rave. I thought it was
different night.
Yeah. You've done that multiple times.
Race G&Ts, yeah, it's not that far away.
Well, no, this was the one where you went to the rave with Adam.
Oh, with Tyler.
Yeah, you guys are the same person.
So our pool league team says that we're Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. Oh my god!
No,
yes.
1,000%.
I keep telling them we're Statler and Waldorf.
No,
oh
but
god,
you're,
no.
Bert
you're Bert
and Ernie.
You lack the sophistication of both.
Either one, take your pick.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's all right.
And both of you have someone's hand up your ass. Is
oh
really
my god.
Has anybody had Waldorf salad before?
Yeah,
it's
a fruit salad, isn't it? Fruit walnuts
with mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, I
don't give a shit.
That, no.
Whatever.
There's an episode
it's
of
weird
Faulty
stuff. Man.
There's an episode of Faulty Towers called Waldorf Salad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all centered around these two Americans order a Waldorf salad,
and
the British
the
people are like,
is.
"What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you want? What do you actually
yeah,
want?"
Yeah, yeah. It's like mayonnaise, grapes, seeds, lettuce, and cheese.
Yeah.
What the fuck? With like whipped cream.
Wife's grandma makes a shrimp salad.
Oh.
And
is
it's
it
literally
shrimp salad.
It's. Baby,
what?
It's baby
no,
shrimp.
No, I'm not gonna
Did
let
you say
get
shrimp
away
salad.
Shrimp
yeah, I wasn't about to let that go either.
Shrimp salad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said jelly shrimp.
He
salad.
Did. Yeah.
I said gelatin shrimp
yeah.
salad.
Shrimp salad.
So,
hold on, wait, guys.
That's
quick
joke
question
there.
Number two.
There's a
Is it possible that we can do an episode of this without having 15 minutes of bullshit before we start playing?
Well, no,
oh,
that's
I can't
part.
That one.
No.
Yeah.
I have to cut this shit out.
No. So real quick, my wife's grandma makes this shrimp salad, and it is literally salad, lettuce, shrimp, eggs, and mayo.
Oh,
it just sounds wacky.
I fucking love it.
I would eat the shit
and
out of it.
She only makes it for me because I'm the only one who'll eat it.
Wait,
but
what
I'm
kind
just
of
like,
egg
fuck
did she put in that?
Like hard-boiled. Hard-boiled,
yeah.
Chopped up.
Hard-boiled? Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds
bro.
Great, actually.
Bro.
It's like a chef's salad.
Mayo, though.
You know, yeah, that's
hella good.
Lettuce and mayo?
How much mayonnaise?
Enough
as much as you want, baby.
You know? It's a salad dressing.
Yeah,
it is. It's not served like pudding or like
no,
it's
no.
not as goopy.
It's
as
not
like,
served like a fruit salad. No,
or, okay, that's what
you
I
get
was.
To dial your own mayo.
Yo,
no,
okay.
I'm just joking.
Yo, you want to know about a, you want to know about a salad? My grandma makes a made. She's dead now. She makes a 7-layer salad. It's peas, cheese, bacon bits,
yeah,
lettuce, mayo,
and then more lettuce.
Yeah. I'm all
and
about that.
She dives, I want you to serve, you dive in with like you're digging a post hole. Like yeah. That's how you serve it. You grab it, pull it out.
I love
and
peas.
Give more to everybody else.
I would dried, like, want to use that as a dip more than like a salad.
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, give me the tortilla chips and I'm going to slap that shit on top of there.
All right, let's get into this episode before we keep talking about food stuff.
We decided to make our way to the, we're at the Forge.
Work. Yeah, you guys made it to Forge.
Yeah,
I'm fucking...
and I've selected disguises for
you
everybody.
All sent Baxter to get some disguises for you. He rolled to see if he was intelligent enough to understand that. Surprise, he wasn't. And...
By the way, that was totally like, hey, teacher, you forgot to give us homework.
Yeah, I totally was.
But hey, I'm still going to give you guys bonuses for it. Like, I'm not...
It's better than walking through.
I'm not
going to,
like,
yeah,
I'm not... Yeah,
fair enough.
I'm not going to be a complete asshole and be like, well, y'all fucked. Like, I'm
like,
still going to give you guys bonuses.
I'm not in a knapsack, but the baby outfit still helps.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So. Garrett's in a see-through robe.
I'm going to actually try and make myself look womanly.
Okay.
I feel like you look like I Dream of Genie.
That's yeah, no, not a robe at all, bro.
That's not a robe.
That's just
just a bikini.
But the little jacket that she had.
And she didn't have a jacket.
Yeah, she did. And she had long pants that went over the top of her bikini.
That's
that
right.
Were
yeah,
sheer.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
I've got like an I Dream of Genie robe on.
I was thinking more like something from like Sin City or whatnot.
Like Rosario Dawson's stuff. That's all leather.
Well, I mean, she's still Rosario Dawson. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
So,
can I just like transmorph into her?
I mean, if you got some sort of spell.
No, I don't.
All right,
you can bend reality. Always.
I am going to need a disguise check from all of you. So I'm assuming that's probably going to be charisma based.
Can I use
charisma
my...
plus level?
Or if you can convince me of using another stat.
I'm okay with charisma, but can I use my spy background for
Absolutely you can.
Oh, scrappy survivor background coming in hot.
100%.
I wish I had a background.
God damn, 25.
Hot Lana.
So while they're rolling, let me paint this picture. Bonesy, now he looks more like Bramble than Bonesy, but he has got me slung across his front.
Okay.
And I'm in the baby Bjorn, not arms out, but like in there. Swaddled up so it's like just my face, but kind of like when you really swaddle a baby, so it's not the whole head, you know, it's just kind of like this, and you can't see it, but I'm like pressing my face in kind of. And anytime he talks, like anytime somebody talks to him, now Bramble, he's going to introduce himself as Bramble because Bonesy Jonesy does not fly in town. I'm going to be using either my gnome ability minor illusion to make the sound come from his mouth, or the mage cantrip
Ghost sound.
Right,
I'm going to talk through it.
I'm cool with this. All right, Argon, what did you... Oh, he's taking the dragon from a cigarette. Baxter, what did you get?
Baxter's doesn't need one.
Oh, that's right. You don't need one. You're good.
I rolled a 22, so ooh. I just throw the cloak on and got to keep my head down.
Vic Tarsus.
I am going to try and make myself look like a woman by putting my hair up.
Okay. What'd you roll?
You have hair.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had hair.
I thought he was a bald kid.
So did I.
Nope.
I thought he was a bald man.
Just always had the hood on.
Yeah, same mental image.
Like, to be honest, I thought he was Dalzim.
I don't know. That's 19 charisma.
Street Fighter? Dalzim?
19 total?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no.
All right, I'll bring up a picture. I know you've seen him.
I thought he
looked
He's
the guy who spits fire, the yoga master.
Yoga fire. Yoga flame. He's got stretchy arms.
Oh, yep, okay.
Thank you, Garrett.
Literally the guy who spits fire. No
He's
one else in the goddamn game
spits fire.
I remember the stretch jumps. I didn't play a lot of Street Fighter.
He was the black guy in Street Fighter that didn't box.
Dalsim?
Yeah.
He was the Indian guy that sat cross-legged.
Yoga
fire. Yoga teleport.
Yep.
Yeah, I just remember the stretchy arms.
God damn it.
I didn't play a lot of Mortal Kombat.
I need to kill your character.
It's
so
not Mortal Kombat.
Play a lot of
Street Fighter.
We should fucking kill you.
I didn't play a lot of Mortal Kombat.
Should put him out of his damned misery.
I rolled a crit just now.
No, you didn't.
I did. I rolled a crit.
For nothing.
And I'm saving that for later. It's a random time.
Pixar didn't happen.
For your foolishness.
I'll get a pick.
Pixar didn't happen.
All right. Let's see how this goes.
Pixar didn't happen.
But he's the one who had trouble, right?
I mean, everyone rolled really well.
I did decent, yeah.
25 and 19 and 22.
Pick up some dirt and put some makeup on my face.
I'm going to give... I gave you guys all a +2 for your disguises.
Oh, then 24. I forgot to add that.
Oh, well, you gave me a +2.
Motherfucker, I know what you rolled, so I can add to it. You don't need to tell me. I wrote that shit down. Calm down.
I threw that shit before I came in the room.
Baxter's just proud of his disguise.
Yeah, Baxter, he feels good.
Like, as they walk in, he's just sitting there, like, against the wall, like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in shiny armor with a blue cloak. That doesn't look terrible.
You look fly.
Yeah.
You're ostentatious as fuck. You're going to have to tell them that you're bulky. Lord Boogledorf from wherever.
I can do that.
So we have to come across some guards, right?
You guys walk through the front gates.
I'm more of sauntering.
Stick their hands out and stop you all and say, "What is your business here in Forge?"
I am just tagging along.
God. I was kind of hoping you'd take the lead.
Oh, it's my first time here. I heard you guys have a fantastic school and also a well-stocked cafeteria.
Like, we are known for our cafeteria, yes.
I was just trying to visit, see if I could get some lunch. You brought some friends. You've never met them before. I've known them for years, all of them. Good men, all.
I'm not a man.
I changed my mind. I am here for pleasure.
Jesus.
I should have coached them before coming up here. I'm sorry. My name is Baxter Dottweiler. How are you today?
Like, good. Yeah, looks you guys over. He's like, just don't start any trouble. You'll be fine. We had some riffraff come through here the other day.
Don't worry. I'm here for pleasure.
Yes. Yes. Pleasure.
One of them raises their eyebrow at you, Vic. Just,
I blush.
No, she's mine.
I blush, but I also show some leg. It's really weird.
I can't not show leg. I'm in a sheer robe.
That's what I'm saying.
Good thing you were born hairless.
Oh, my.
So, I
save a ton on razors.
They usher you guys through, tell you to, be on your best behavior. They've had some riffraffs that came through here recently, so everything's on a little bit higher alert, but it seems like your disguises, they work.
Sweet, right, so beeline to the teleporter, right?
Guys, I've never been here before. You guys are going to have to lead us through.
We're going to the kitchen. Yeah.
I can't see where I'm going necessarily. Well, I kind of can, I guess.
Yeah, you can't very well hop down and start walking away.
I'm basically looking
Meta, you have to get underneath the kitchen or underneath the school. It's one of the two.
So yeah, let's go through the kitchen.
Okay.
I would like to head towards the kitchen.
You guys make your way to the cafeteria.
Is there a maitre d'?
The fuck is that?
It's a concierge for restaurants.
Oh, so a waiter?
No. Maitre d' is the one that's like...
A host.
The host, yeah.
So a waiter?
No, it's the one at the podium.
It's like the high school kids. It's like the high school girls they hire to like sit out front and take you to your table.
Yeah.
So a waiter?
Yeah.
Man.
It's the waiter that don't get tips.
Gotcha, okay, there we go.
Actually, that's correct. The bus boys get the tips. The maitre d' doesn't get shit.
So you guys enter into the cafeteria. You remember it's same layout as last time. It's pretty packed in here. People getting their food.
I have to say,
I'm more worried about the chef remembering us than the guards, to be honest.
Little interaction is well, that's why I'm swaddled like a little baby.
Yeah.
And my orc looks alive instead of half dead.
It's true. So I think I'd like to make a beeline for the food trough.
No, this way.
All right, so Baxter's going to stop and get some food.
That's towards the kitchen.
Let's make it look real. Let's grab a little food.
All right, fair.
That ain't going to hurt.
I'm hungry. It has been an oblivion since I've eaten.
Stuff your gullet.
So you guys eat and feast upon some delicious food.
Dwarven braised boar ribs, I think. And some suckling... goblin roasted potatoes, meaning they roasted a goblin for the fuel for the fire to make.
So you get
potatoes.
The goblin smoke. Goblin
bit.
Smoke.
Yeah,
potatoes.
To get that little bit of soul in the potatoes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and they're crispy.
You can taste it more than any of them.
Yeah,
it's like umami taste flavor. The justice in these potatoes.
Umami.
Ooh, mommy.
Don't look at me like that.
I go for the pizza that's been sitting out a little bit.
I go for the poo.
I thought you were going to say poon. I was like, whoa.
I go straight for the poonani.
This escalated quickly.
It's got an end fast. All
right. So you guys eat, fill yourselves up, and then make your way into the kitchen. Ooh. And, of course, as soon as you enter into the kitchen, one of the guys stops. He's like, can I help you guys back here?
Yeah, we're just going down to the stock room.
Like, you guys... Don't look like you work here.
No, we do. Tell you what the problem is we can't
I work at the whorehouse.
We can't pay for our food, so we're here to do dishes. We need to go get gloves.
It's like, that's not how this works at all.
But we feel bad for eating for free.
Keep me a Christmas check.
I would like to walk in and compliment every chef.
Okay.
And distract them with my complimentary...
Compliments.
Thank you.
Our guy needs to give me a Christmas hell, check.
Christmas check? Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you.
Eighteen. What level are you?
Double your modifier?
No, it's only for damage.
It's only for damage.
Oh, it's only for damage?
Yeah. I'm level five.
Oh, yeah, you see him up here?
It doesn't pass.
No. No, it doesn't. He's like, look. Nah, man, that doesn't make any sort of sense at all. Like, you need to leave here or we're going to call the guards.
How about if you just let me go get some potatoes so I can make some bootleg vodka and I'll share it with you?
Like, why would I give you... What? No.
We have good vodka.
But this is free once I make it.
He's like, all right, Terrence, go get the guards. You see a guy kind of walk out. Shit.
Before he goes, I want to... Everybody.
I stop him with a slight touch to his arm.
In my baby Bjorn, I...
give me a seduction roll.
Roll for arousal.
Isn't that a charisma thing?
So, okay, wait. Before I do anything, question.
Boner.
All right. Well, let me make sure I got this right. Our goal is
quick question from Tyler.
We don't need to like interact. We just need to get under the kitchen.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna cast minor illusion and make fucking sound of pots crashing on the far end of the kitchen.
And we're gonna run.
Yeah, just run.
Good plan. Way better than mine.
Yeah, like if you want, I can look up the stats. I mean, it's like it's a DC 15 to if they think it's real or not. And even if they fail it, they might hear it and not necessarily like. Ooh, what you got?
Josh, I want you to take a look at these rolls so I am not being fake here on what I just rolled.
You just rolled straight 20s.
18,
19, 20, 19, 20. Fucking
Holy Christ. Holy fuck, dude. None of them looked at your pots.
That's normal for them.
There's not... Dude, it's all 18 plus. Yeah. All of it. Five rolls, 18 plus.
Well, wow. I tried.
I'd like to try and get everybody's attention and say, hey, everybody, I just want to compliment you on... A fine meal that I just had. The goblin smoke was mwah.
All right.
If you let us just down there real quick, my half friend here will spend the night with you later.
Yeah. 22 charisma plus
they
level.
Feel very good about themselves. They're like, oh, thank you. That's so nice. One of the guys still going to get the guards, though.
We're going to book for it.
Cheese okay. it.
Cheese it.
Smash and grab.
Yeah, just go.
You guys start running. Give me...
Let's see, I sound like Dex.
I like how this went.
Give me a dexterity check.
Hey, yeah, we're just gonna fucking go!
So it sounds like a Dex check to make it through here, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Garrett.
Nat 20, thank God.
23.
Highest I rolled was a 14 on the dice.
And I rolled a 14.
24 with bonuses.
20 with bonuses.
With detriment.
Assuming really. No level, 14.
What level are you?
4.
What'd you roll?
I'm 23.
Argon? Argon got... Okay, so you two are good.
I got a 20.
You I got a 24.
20. And Tyler!
Yeah.
I love how his knuckles cracked right
You rolled a 14, right?
I rolled 14. That's... I rolled 12 plus 2 for dex.
Okay.
Plus level is what?
Plus level.
Oh, plus level?
Yeah. Yes.
All Jesus right. goddamn
damn
Christ.
Shit.
No. Oh, he is that guy. He's that the guy that you were talking about fuck. Earlier.
Yeah.
What's a rally later?
Oh my god, I wanted to punch Lenny.
Do you know what a rally is? I guess not.
I appreciate the honesty, though. Yeah.
Well, then with my level, I rolled an 18.
God damn it, Tyler.
I thought we didn't have level to out of combat shit. I don't know.
We always do level.
Look, I'm here to be charismatic, not know the system in and out.
I'm just here. I just work here, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Fuck 18. You, what you gonna do about that, motherfucker?
You were asking for it, sir.
Yeah,
you
are. Oh, God damn it. God fucking damn it, Tyler. I didn't like you so much.
He's so pleased with himself as my
I've got
problem.
Like I've got room in my brain for one system at a time, in and out, and right now it's open legend. I know this one mostly.
You know you? This one remotely.
Yeah. I know it's similar to D&D.
Look, I am role-playing R-O-L-E, not role-playing R-O-L-L.
All right.
Oh, wow. Then your gnome is dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably roll an 18.
With your 18, you're able to pass. Okay. How'd you not?
Fat little chef. Let's go.
No, I'm going to roll.
Fucking end. Oh, do it. He got you, man.
Fat little chef couldn't catch
you. Josh, please confirm the two rolls.
Fat little chef rolled a 20. Twice.
Oh,
fuck.
Even if he had disadvantage, he fucked your day up.
I'm saving that shit for you later.
One of these days, I got to learn to shut my mouth.
I got 20 against Adam and a 20 against Tyler.
Fuck, guys.
All right, so you guys go booking it down the stairs. Two of you, well, three of you remember the secret, like, you know, door hatch.
I'm following.
Yeah.
I'm following.
You guys throw it open, run through. I'm assuming you close it.
Yep.
Maybe you, like, spill something as you're running upstairs.
And knock over a serving tray.
Yeah, you ever see the Chappelle Show skit, the Black Bush skit? It's kind of like when oil, knock over the water, run. Just like that. I just knock over everything on the table and go.
That worked. Wait, Bonesy does?
Yeah, as we're running.
Okay.
If I run by a table, just
I'd like slam to think it. He lumbers, he doesn't run.
Well, yeah.
Lots of lumber.
All right, so you guys get through the door. You hear some voices on the other side, like, muffled, just like, where did they go? What the fuck? Get the guards. I got to figure out what's going on here.
That one paladin was really nice.
Yeah. Well, those guys are great. The other one are a bunch of dickholes.
The girl if he comes really back, he's still welcome, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking ugly, though.
If I ever see that half orc, I'm going to kick him square in the dick. So you guys make your way through the tunnels. Get out. Find, you know, go past the... The two golems that are swinging by the chains.
There's just the one. We beat the other one to death, and then the other one's just kind of hanging there.
And then you guys enter into the room with the teleportation area. You step into it.
Who's going to prick their finger?
I'll prick.
All right.
Don't you will, you
dirty boy.
Gonna
take 2 damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, draw your blood. Thingamabobber. You're back in Nomad.
And I exit the portal, I'm just like, wow, guys, is this what you did while I was gone?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was crazy.
Wow.
That went way less smooth than
you
last time
a lot.
We were
you
there.
You really shouldn't have fought that guy.
But you guys got away.
Yeah, but we would have made it away if we all would have ran.
Yeah, but the Golden Company couldn't have, you know.
They survived without you.
I'm just saying. I feel good about what happened.
All right.
So you guys see that above one of the other circles is the symbol for the Archmage. So
Horizon.
It would look like the Horizon one.
Yeah. Horizon.
And I'm assuming you guys step on there.
Yes, we
Who's
do.
Who's pricking themselves? Over. Who's blood this time?
D8. I'm 1, 2. You're 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Is it me? It's me.
It's a me.
It's a two.
New guys got to do it.
One
new
point
guy.
Of blood.
Well, you haven't been here before.
One.
You're new to the teleporting.
Oh no. Ow. It hurts so bad. Let's go to Horizon.
Yipe.
He's over here like, I've been killed by a devil. This ain't shit.
Yeah, right?
A bearded devil.
I'm trying to figure out if I can find a cool
voodoo. Guys, I'm down to 79 health.
Oh, that's on the inside of this book.
Wow, that is over twice my max health.
Man, guys, that's really bad.
You can see it right there.
You know, I will say, as a small aside, I am super, super glad that I picked Dead Wizard as one of my talents, because I love cantrips. They're so fucking great.
Yeah, cantrips are the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the reason you play a wizard, man.
So where do
press
we end
the digitation. All day.
Not even just press all the cool little shits you can just like, hey, I wonder if I could
cast levitate like an adult and just float over the chasm.
Like an adult.
Yeah, that's not a cantrip, Adam.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so.
Brush up on your wizard.
You shut up.
Yeah, that's how you're going to stare at cleric.
Gastrointestinal cleric. Says them like the reality altering.
Yeah, because I did my fucking homework.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
Literally schooled him.
Nothing, don't worry about it.
All right. So. You all appear in a rather lush room. It is got a very nice, comfy-looking bed, satin sheets. There's like a wardrobe and all that kind of stuff for some fancy clothes.
Oh,
a bureau.
A what?
A bureau.
Sure, yeah.
Bureau.
Of balance.
You're of necromancy.
Wait for him to get back so I can double fist and yeah, Tyler.
Scraps.
Hey, he's drinking my backwash.
Ew.
There was beer in that.
Not sure. The first time.
It's hot in here.
Is that a jackalope?
Yeah, on the back of the... Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all good. All right, so... a little bit of silence, and then we can... Yeah, so the room is... Yeah, it looks like a very nice room. Everything kind of just comes together. It looks very fancy and regal. You see there's like a desk with some... Looks like a journal or something on it.
I read the journal.
Okay.
I'm not going... Dude, you just touching shit, dude.
No, I don't. That's too much.
No.
No.
Motherfucker said you read a journal. Motherfucker reads a journal.
What do I learn from it?
October 12th.
Stacy really likes Keith.
Stay out your goddamn business. That's what you're trying to learn.
Fucking page journal explodes at you.
It's a trapped journal.
It's a somebody's journal of none of your business.
You just fucking opened
it's
it.
Actually a mimic to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. I'm gonna reach for it and just clamps over my hand.
Taco burrito journal nachos. you flip through it and just kind of see.
It's just his little black book. These are all the women I've fucked.
Yes.
Your name's on there for some reason.
I don't remember that. It's a shapeshifter.
It looks like just like notes about experiments and whatnot.
This is an Archmage journal?
I mean, you don't really know where you're at, but you guys teleported to Horizon, which is the Archmage's tower is there.
So,
and this is a previous Archmage's teleportation square, so...
So it makes sense that there would be an Archmage journal in here.
Yeah. Is there anything to learn from it? Any sort of sweet magics?
Nothing
not
pertinent.
Immediately. Like, you'd have to take it and read it as you guys go.
Can
but
I take it?
Yeah.
I don't... Can you?
I think you should take it.
Are you going to take it?
You should.
Yeah, I will take it.
Key one here.
Can't lift it off the table.
Can I lift it?
It's made from the...
None of you can. It's made from the heart of a dying star.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
Oh, it's son of I know you're going with it. No, you pick it up. That's fine. Throw it back.
Forged by a dwarf.
No, it's like the key to the Fortress of Solitude.
No, the previous Archmage was a dwarf, forged by a dwarf.
I was actually thinking more like the metal that Mjolnir's made out of, which was forged by a dwarf.
Forged by a dwarf.
So,
yeah. Atri the dwarf.
What Atri. Y'all do in this room, there's a door leading out to what you assume is a hallway, but you never know in the Mage's Tower, if that's where you're at.
I would like to go and
so we
try
know
to...
We're, well, let's say we know we're in Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we I want to pull the map out and see where the how far this the light has traveled compared to
where we are at on the map because we can see where we're at because we're three dots.
Yeah, you guys are in Horizon.
Yeah,
okay. The map
I'm
is still
how far they've gone. So we're trying to get an idea of you know where
it's still it's probably like 3/4 of the way between Axis and Horizon.
I see. It.
So
all
right, like guys, maybe where the P for Pocket Bay is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm just like, all right, guys, check this out, and I show them like where it is. We made some pretty good time getting here. Do we want to wait in Horizon, or do we want to intercept them?
We want to
intercept. Intercept for sure.
Let's go. Woo!
I go up to the door and like try to peep through the keyhole or listen to see if there's anything on the other side that's making noise.
I put my normal robe on.
Okay. Give me a perception check, Mr.
I put on my robe and wizard hat.
I put on my wizard hat and robe.
You could have probably had spy to that, Adam.
Rolled a 1.
Gary you Oak. Don't hear shit on the other side.
I plug my ears.
I'm
everything
just
sounds
go down.
Everything sounds perfectly silent on the other side of the door.
Is this the only door we see?
I stumble through it. Loudly.
Okay.
I have since gone back on Bunzi's shoulders.
All right. You still swaddled?
No. It's now just.
I think maybe you have like the head, like maybe you look like Lawrence of Arabia.
That works for me.
He's a babushka.
I mean, I feel like that I'm wearing like a poke hat. Is
no,
my
that's
normal
right.
hat
what do they
outfit,
call
but
those?
Maybe I've taken
a
the baby Bjorn and I'm, like it's a, it's right? now a second robe.
Okay.
Yeah, Gary, you just said grandma in Russian is all you said.
No, miter, his hat.
Yeah, you just said babushka.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the
he
pub.
Looks like a babushka all swaddled up.
That's true.
Gotcha.
You guys swing open the door and step out into the hallway of a very lush, like extravagant looking area. The floor is all tile. Yeah, there you see there's just doors lining the other side, doors lining where you guys are at. Like, in between each door, there's, like, a red velvet curtain that's hanging down, adorning the walls. There are statues, like, you know, every couple so, like, often. You see photos,
that's a Pope hat.
Murals painted of various archmages or magic-y kind of shit.
Okay.
And you see that on either side of the hallway, like down towards one end and down towards the other, there are these like amorphous shapes that are kind of wandering through. What do y'all do?
Things
do they
moving.
Look physical?
Yes.
Do they look natural?
No.
Is there anybody can roll to see if I know what they are? If I'm
you
familiar?
Absolutely could.
Yeah,
you,
magic,
can I
right?
add on my
gonna,
occult researcher?
Yeah,
could,
I'm
going to
add
could.
On my ancient wizard background.
Go for it.
In case they are magical and, you know, I've seen them.
I don't think I put it
Wow. I roll a 9. I don't think I've seen these things ever.
Garrett rolled a 6.
Nine total?
9 total. That's with the background.
Is this intelligence?
Yeah.
Okay. Then...
Oh, with intelligence? 17.
19.
Neither of you know what these are.
Okay.
What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know shit.
I'm going to...
I think,
I'm going to do something stupid.
Okay.
Do it.
I like that plan.
We need one of us to. And
I'm going to walk up and introduce myself.
Okay.
I'll follow, but not like neck, like right behind him.
I'm not
just
moving.
Like close enough that if something starts to happen, I can hop off and
not,
throw a bramble at him.
By introduce myself, I mean, hey, my name's Baxter.
So you're going to yell at one of them?
Sure.
Hail and well met.
Okay. Like instantly you see them blink and they appear in front of you and they're these like shifting like pink blobs.
Oh Christ.
That look kind of like cloudy and milky inside.
Is this like the first blob that we ever fought?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The first blob, it was an I always imagined him as like an Archon from StarCraft.
Yeah. Alrighty, so let's have a little fun here.
I'm good. You guys got 2 20s coming your way.
I didn't roll a 20 this time, unfortunately. But let's go with a Adam.
What up?
How does a 17 feel against your mental defense?
That's gonna be a miss.
Okay. Vic Tarsus, how does a 23 sound against your mental defense?
That hits.
Okay. Baxter Knottweiler, how does a 31 sound against your mental defense?
Oh, yeah, that hits, yeah.
And finally, Mr. What's your goddamn
Morgo.
Name? Morgo. How does a 25 sound against your mental defense?
That does hit.
Okay. So all of you are instantly frozen in place.
Except for me?
Except for Argon.
Mentally frozen? Physically?
Just stunned. Like, frozen in place. Can't move, can't do nothing. I would say maybe even helpless. You're not a like, I wouldn't say you're asleep, but, like, you're kind of frozen in place.
Like, a little more than physical paralysis. We're just,
yeah.
Like, boom.
And you hear, like, this weird, scraggly, like, throaty voice come through, just like, what are you doing here?
Passing through?
We seek the Grail.
We're just trying to get out of here, actually. Just leaving.
Yeah,
we're trying.
I'm down
the we're trying to make our way
teacher.
To Axis.
You are not permitted in here.
Yeah, oh, show us the door.
Wait, hold on. Check out my permit.
I have a shadow.
This isn't where I left my keys.
Is my shadow next to me? Can I, like...
It's there.
Can I, like... Be
no,
like,
we left your shadow with the forge.
Do you know these motherfuckers?
You get the image of, like, 4 wizards kind of standing around summoning this thing. It's pretty much like, yeah, it's like an arcane construct that they use as guards for here.
We don't mean you any harm at all. Can we rock by, please?
We'll leave right now.
Yeah, we stole nothing.
We stole nothing. Great confession.
But I totally forgot he actually did steal something.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
It does the scan. Like, you see it kind of light up, and then one of it reaches over into your bag there, Morgo, and pulls out the journal.
How'd that get there? Oh, man.
Fucking
and then I hit Bonesy on the head, and I go, no stealing. Don't do that again.
Well, you're frozen in place.
Well, okay. I look at him. My eyeballs look down at him.
I forgot to
You can
for
tell
Bonesy.
I'm talking to him.
Bonesy's also frozen in place.
Well, yeah, I know.
Crit.
He's not moving.
Yeah.
I'm just looking down. I assumed he was, because he kind of tied to my stats.
What's his mental defense? 4?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
So
negative 2.
This thing, they kind of, like, trying to think of the best way to describe it. They, one of them blinks away and then blinks back, and then you see like these portals start to open as these armed guards start stepping through, and all of them have like a staff in hand, and they lower them towards you guys, and the ends start to kind of light up. And one of them speaks to you. He's like, "How did you get in here?"
"I pricked my finger, and I found this place, and we teleported here, and we're trying to go to Axis."
I just kind of, like, looks a little bit shocked. He's like, he looks at the one thing, and it lets you guys, like, show me where this is. And, like, you...
I'd show him.
Shit, all right.
I'd show him.
So you, well, it's kind of hidden in the bedroom, but you, like, let's say it's in, like, a closet underneath the rug, because they would never expect to look there.
and when we actually came out, we all stumbled out like the fucking little rascals.
Yeah,
and, like fell on top of each other.
I did not.
So I kind of...
You're at the bottom.
You're like the Drax of this group.
Nothing will get over my head. My reflexes are too fast.
So it... The guy looks at it, and he's just like, he's like, "Very well." He's like, "Come with us." And they...
Where are we going?
It's like, well, you are not...
We really don't have a
you
lot
do
of
not
choice.
Belong here. So you
That's
are going to
leave.
Yeah,
we're trying to leave
very much like
they actually got all hostile.
So they take you down, and before they go, like, he looks at all of you, and he has, like, this bracelet that he has. He's like, "Hold your arm out."
We can't move, so...
But now you guys are free to move.
Oh.
I hold my arm out. Both arms that I control out.
So
Bramble and...
He like It's like a slap bracelet. He slaps it over each of your wrists.
What's that do?
Are you going to hold your arms out?
Well, I'm going to ask what that does first.
I'm not.
Hey, remember what happened last
man.
Time you didn't do what you should have done?
Everything worked out fine.
Okay.
yeah, we got
so
the easy way
he
out.
Slaps, he slaps on Brant, or Baxter. Sorry, Baxter's. He slaps on Morgo.
He slaps on Vic.
He slaps on Bonesy Jonesy.
Hey, can I make a request? Can they give him a collar instead of a bracelet?
This has been request time.
Well,
Tyler.
Like, they slap it around you. And then they take it off.
Oh.
Like, it doesn't stay on you.
Yeah. I gotcha.
They come to Argon and it's like, "Hold your wrist out."
What's that do?
Don't show me forearm.
What's that do?
It allows us to track you and know that whenever you come on this premises again that you are not welcome here, we will be aware of it.
So you just get to peep where I'm at all the time?
No. If you come across the property here again, within the Archmage's Tower, we will be alerted and come
just
to
let
you.
Let him slap you. Let me get the bracelet slap on. It's fine.
Here you go. And I hold out the wrist for the same one that's marked.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming the mark is, like, up here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm only exposing... All
right. So they slap you, and they pull it off, and, you know, basically... Yeah, you guys are...
Alarms blare. Suddenly people know you.
Yeah. So you guys have been marked that you do not belong here. You do not have the permission, so... Should you ever come back to the Archmage's Tower again, they will...
know it.
They will know, and they will basically use whatever force they can to murk the fuck out of you.
For my own edification, just to clarify, just real quick, what if I'm invited?
It's like, well, then obviously we will know that if you've been invited.
Okay, well, I hope I get an invitation soon. All right, guys.
So they march you.
Time at the tower?
Yeah.
They march you all to
I
the edge.
To cutting this arm off.
I could heal it.
No, you
they
can't.
Don't. It doesn't leave a mark or anything.
But it's. It is marked.
So are they arcane marking us?
Yes. Maybe.
Absolutely.
I would say maybe, Tyler. Don't push it.
So
because that only lasts 8 to 10 or 2 to 12 hours at
Epic
Tier.
Unless an archmage fucking does it.
So they kind of march you guys towards the edge because if you don't know, the Archmage's Tower is
floating
above the City of Horizon.
Yeah.
And they like look at you and they're like, well.
Guys, I don't have slow fall.
Best of luck. And they push you all off.
I fall like a ton of bricks because I am in heavy armor.
So do
I guess.
Can I use my shield to sky surf?
I actually pull my cloak to.
You're not the
suit.
Fucking blue, whatever the young kid on, whatever that
Tailspin
is.
I'm more Batman and Robin.
Batman
for
I hide on the upward side of Bonesy and just hope it's enough cushion.
So you guys are falling, and there's like a cloud bank that you hit, and as soon as you hit that cloud bank and pass through, like you start to feather fall. And slow down.
Nice.
And then you land land on the ground of the City of Horizon
Archmage
below.
Archmage thought of everything.
I like, guys, would you do it again?
No.
No, thank you.
No.
Aw.
I mean, your enthusiasm is nice, but no.
That was fun.
I wouldn't say so.
And yeah, so you guys are in the city of Horizon.
Quick, pull out the map.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get on the road.
By the P. It's
go. Still by the P. Let's go get him.
Still by Pocket Bay.
We're gonna start moving there.
So, okay, do we want to get up there, lie in wait?
No, yes,
just charge him head on. Now, what's the plan?
Well, let's pretend we're passing travelers.
And, on our way to Axis. Like
on our way to Axis, yeah. And then stop and make conversation. Maybe we can share a
campfire
with these folk and take what we need.
I appreciate the diplomatic way we're doing this.
Oh, we're going to kill them.
You guys have... Oh.
Wait. No, wait. We're not going to kill them. We're looking for these people things.
You're right. We're going to undead them.
People things.
We're going to undead them.
Is it going to be a humane killing?
I mean, yeah, we're going to kill them in their sleep.
Is anything humane, really? Is any murder humane?
If it's justified.
If they got...
I don't know what the fuck's happening anymore.
Yeah, it's like,
this is a weird-ass conversation.
Well, then we're going to march out the town and try to pretend to be regular old travelers.
Yep.
Do we need to get... Should we get, like, a...
Traveler guard?
Like a car? Yeah, a car and horses or something?
Make it look a little more believable?
I actually am now flush with some money from you guys.
Do we have enough gold for that?
Yeah. I can buy a cart. I've always wanted a cart. You know, I was just telling the devil when I was in Oblivion that I wish I had a cart when I was alive.
Listen, well, let's get you a cart then, buddy. And some horses to look after.
I'd like can I spend all my gold to make sure they're invisible
horses?
Wait,
let's get him a donkey, because if he can leave that for a year, then he gets a horse.
Okay. Upgrade him a bit.
That's fair.
If I spend it all, can I make sure that these jackasses can't be seen?
Take care of the dog.
No. Damn it. So you guys are going to join a caravan, or you can just be
We are a caravan.
Okay.
I was thinking like,
that's
a
lot of gold, though.
No, I'm thinking
I'll spend it all.
We're going back to Axis to resupply.
With a single wagon.
With our wagon. It makes sense that we would have nothing.
I mean, I guess.
Except the gumption.
But we also literally have nothing after that, don't we? Or I don't have a lot of gold. I have 50 gold.
How much is the cart and some horses going to cost
us? I'm going to assume it's probably going to cost all of like 25 gold.
I got 100.
All right, cool. What is Axis?
Let's buy four fucking carts.
You know, as far as commodities go, what does Axis usually import?
What does it import?
What do you want them to import?
What is... Okay.
Axes for wagon wheels.
Well, no, look at geographically. What are they going to have that... Axis is going to have, like, freshwater fish that Horizon wants, probably.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if we're leaving from Horizon to Axis.
And gold they pan from the river.
I think Horizon would more likely have, like, iron and other bare material.
Horizon would probably have trinkets.
Yeah,
like baubles and mage made stuff.
Yeah, so I'll go buy a bunch of
salves, healing potions, elixirs, apothecary stuff. Apothecary. I've read it more than I've...
I know. It's like epitome.
I'm gonna spend like 50 gold stocking up our cart.
Is there an apothecary where I might be able to purchase myself an adventure?
Can you make colored water?
Sure.
I can make water look colored.
I'd like to purchase myself an adventure.
So we're gonna
put that's 50 gold.
Colored vials.
You can here, take it.
All right, done.
Did you take the shit out of some
nice.
Water?
Thank you.
How much was that?
None. Yeah, I just paid all myself.
But you had no gold before we gave you 10.
We're gonna make colored vials.
Because you said so in the last episode.
Well, you didn't believe him. That's your fault. You need to do a roll.
Fair enough.
Y'all got swindled.
So charismatic, you didn't even question it.
I'm gonna buy actual goods that could possibly be sold, you know, trinkets.
Okay,
bottles.
Yeah, that's fine.
Spend about 50 gold on that stuff, and I'm gonna actually try and make a little trade profit.
Okay.
We're not gonna go all the way to Axis.
We're gonna have to. I just spent 50 gold.
That sucks. You better put it in your fucking pocket.
My pocket's that big.
Come at them later.
Yeah.
Fucking classic Chris.
Chris is gonna roll one of them 20s, and we're gonna meet some badass bandits on the road.
Oh, man. They're going to be like, look at these schlubs. We've really just made ourselves a target.
I'm going to fleece these retards.
Yeah. Fleece tards.
All right. So you guys purchase your... Let's say you spend, like... You want to spend the rest of your day there getting this plan together?
And I think we do try to do it as quick as possible to head out.
Yeah.
We want to get up.
It's going to take, like, half a day to get there. Like, go get your horses, pay for everything.
How long is it going to take them to get from Pocket Bay to Horizon, though?
Oh, it's probably going to be another, like, day or two.
Guys, we still need to head them off as quickly as possible so there's far in between both towns.
Okay.
Less likely to run into people on the road. So I say we sprint and do it as quickly as possible.
Which I'll still mind sounds the like cart.
Half a day.
Y'all give me a perception check, a wisdom check, I should say, while you guys leave town.
18 plus wisdom. 26.
15. Plus wisdom?
17.
Ooh. Oh, shit. 25.
Nicely done.
Okay. So, sorry. Blah, 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 blah. Baxter got 25?
Sure did.
Okay, great. And then what did Vic get?
I got a 15.
Argon?
26.
Bonesy Jonesy and Morgo?
17.
Okay.
And Morgo.
Really, Bonesy Jonesy's rolling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so as you guys are getting ready to pack up and get out of town and get everything going, you guys notice that off to the side, there is like another caravan that's starting to get pushed out too. There's like three or four people with wagons. There's one with like a family. They're getting ready to roll out too. So there's like a family with the wagon. There's looks like three other merchant traders that are going to be going. Looks like they're all getting set to roll out. Do you guys want to talk with them and try to join them?
I would.
Or are you going to just try to go your own?
I would like to talk with them and learn of the customs of the traders locally.
I like the idea of talking to them, but I don't want to necessarily join them, but maybe like
I want to learn
be
about
close
them.
Enough that we're safer together kind of thing.
Yeah.
So join them.
No. I'm not going to be part of their caravan.
I'm just going to be within 20. Like, I'm going to be within
safer?
One move
no.
of them.
No. What's safer? One cart up there and us like 200 feet back or us separated by a mile?
Yeah.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't have an answer to that question, Tyler.
I think the rest of us do.
I think there's a fallacy of safety in numbers.
I don't know if it's
you also
a
make yourself a bigger target.
That's why we're not grouped immediately together.
We're one move action apart.
Exactly.
Son of a bitch.
I say we tail these guys.
Yeah, we tail them.
You guys want to like talk with them at all?
I would like to.
I would like to learn like just like a bit about how trade works around here. What type of things they're taking.
Okay.
And what type of things they're bringing back to Horizon on their trip back.
Or the family, are they making a new go of it in another town? Or
the family, yeah, definitely.
Frontiersmen?
They are traveling...
Mormons.
Yeah, they're Mormons.
Traveling Mormons.
They're actually going to be going just south of Axis to visit their grandparents, the grandparents of the family.
Sure.
Taking the grandkids to see their grandparents. The trade route people, they're more... Axis, you can get a lot of money there for like exotic weapons and stuff like that.
The gladiator
because the gladiator
stuff,
pit's
yeah.
going on. So yeah. If you can bring something that might entice them there... maybe if
I think
you,
I've got a fighter.
What about slaves? Yeah.
I mean, if you bring slaves, yeah, they'll gladly take them there.
Is there any slaves for sale here in Horizon?
No, Horizon is not a big fan of slavery.
Yeah, and Baxter would stop you guys from buying slaves.
If you can bring any sort of exotic thing for that, maybe if you find like a caged animal or like a demon that you can drag there to fight in the pits, they're cool with it.
Hey, I know where we can find a devil.
We're not going back there.
Yeah, so that's kind of the big thing. Some of them are going to go all the way to Glitterhagen. Some might go to one of them's going to go to First Triumph and try to sell some stuff there.
To the Crusader?
Yeah, I mean,
I high five that guy. Brave man.
Good luck.
It's not like the Crusader's like this big asshole. He just wants to destroy
the
devils.
World. Yeah. Okay.
So, not all those people know that what he's after for you guys. But yeah, so just stuff like that. Like that's just kind of the big thing for Access is anything exotic enough that they can use for the fighter pits or
weapons.
Yeah, magic items. Like if you can bring any sort of just like magical doohickeys, like maybe there's just like a little automated, you know, like
rock.
BB-8 that can roll around.
Yeah.
A pet rock. That kind of stuff. So
can I get like some golem seeds from Horizon here? So they can grow golems over
there. Sure.
At Axis?
I like that idea.
Sweet.
Let's go
plant
with that.
Golems, right?
I'll bring golem seeds.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
It's precious.
It's like Hydra teeth. Just put them in the ground, make soldiers.
Alrighty. So, you guys start your journey from Horizon to Axis. First day, you ride out, like, you know, it's a half day. You probably have like a half day's worth of riding. So you assume at some point tomorrow you're going to meet up with whoever the person is. Because if it's, you know, 2 days, you guys are going a half a
Where
day.
Where do we poop?
In the woods, along, I don't know. Okay. Dig a hole and poop in it.
Does a Baxter shit in the woods?
Just hang your ass off the back of your horse and poop off of it.
Yeah. So is this? So who's on? Who's on the cart?
I am.
Baxter's on the cart.
I'll be on the cart if I can.
Sure, why not? Did you?
Guys... I, the weakest motherfucker, will hoof it.
I'm assuming you guys have a horse.
The choices are cart or hoof it. I'll hoof it, but like I assume it's cart or horse.
Well, what the horses are pulling the cart.
Well, you know, things happen.
There could be other people riding horses alongside.
Yeah, like there could be more than just those horses.
I'm
like
in the back of the cart.
I'd like
in
to be steering and driving the cart.
Okay.
Why don't we all just be on the cart? Because that makes so much more sense.
All right, like it.
I'll ride shotgun on the cart if he's going to drive.
We all on the cart.
Yeah, so or Vic, shotgun, whichever one. I'll I want to be up on the bench.
Vic and Baxter are in the front.
Shotgun.
Morgo and Vic are in the back.
I guess for me it'd be longbow.
Oh, sorry. Argon and Baxter.
Did you say Vic twice?
I did. Yeah, that's why I said so.
I am in superposition.
You are.
You've been
fantastic today.
We don't know where he is until we look at him.
You have quantum positioning always.
No, just really bad object permanence.
All right, so
how would that work in D&D? Like your quantum position, like you don't know what it is until we roll initiative.
Have you ever seen quantum tic-tac-toe?
No.
Oh man, look this up. Interesting.
I'll look
stuff.
It up later. Remind me after this.
Once someone wins a square, that square collapses to this. It's just interesting stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't trust it. All right. So.
That shit killed Stephen Hawking. I don't trust that shit.
I'm going to need all of you to roll another perception check as you ride along. And I'm assuming you guys are going to make camp. So are you guys going to do a shift watch or anything?
16.
I'll sleep in shift. Sounds good.
I rolled a natural 20.
So what is that total?
What do you want for perception?
Wisdom?
Wisdom. Okay. It's always wisdom.
Plus 20. Level, Tyler.
I did that because my wisdom is 0.
24.
And I rolled a 12.
28.
14.
So I got a 16 total.
Okay. So Argon 28, Baxter 16, 14. Morgo
16.
16. And then Vic was a 24.
Yep.
Man, you guys are just killing it.
I can do watch if we need to. I mean,
can you?
Just have Bonesy Jonesy keep watch.
I don't know if I like that question.
I'll keep watch.
I'm assuming
each of you do shifts, don't we?
Yeah.
We just keep driving and everybody else sleeps.
Yeah.
That's what you guys want to do?
It'd be a better chance to catch them in the middle of the path as opposed to closer to one city.
I agree.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So.
I will take first shift.
All right.
I will drive first.
I'll take second.
You guys.
Do you want a light?
It'd be nice.
Then, because Bonesy doesn't need to sleep, he will sit next to him with the light cantrip blasting out his eyeballs.
He just blinks and it gets dark.
Stop it. Stop doing that. Don't blink. Does he need to blink?
Oh, I love it. Okay.
And thus headlights were created.
But I will say, this only lasts like two hours if I'm sleeping, because the cantrip only lasts like 2 hours, and then I'd have to reapply it.
Maybe he just like lays in between the horses, just staring up.
Like on the harness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just staring straight up.
We strapped him to the harness, really.
Okay, so you guys travel along, and you don't see anything. Everything goes well at night.
Thank God.
The next day, you guys... I'm going to say since you guys cut... Like, you know, you guys didn't stop. You just kept going.
We did not spare the horses.
Well, yeah. They're horses.
Well, when we kill these other people, we'll take their horses.
Let me see. Let me check the horses' constitutions. We're
going to probably have to.
Are you?
Say constitution
of stone.
So the horses, they're fine. They're horses. I don't give a fuck.
We got Budweiser.
The finest. You guys come upon a camp.
Hey, check the map.
As you guys are making your way, and you see that there's a couple different people like gathered around. Looks like there's probably four wagons that they've kind of formed a thing. There's a little fire going. It's earlier in the morning, and they're all out there kind of cooking, and they see you guys coming. And they kind of are standing up to look at you guys as you approach.
Hail and good morrow, sirs and ladies.
Mind if we join you around that campfire?
We have traveled a long distance and are in much need of victuals.
Tender victuals.
May we use your fire? I cook a mean desert groundhog.
Sure.
One of them's like, well, we're not really in the desert here, so I don't think there's going to be any groundhogs, but...
Well, you know.
If you guys really need to, you can... You can use our fire, but...
Are we in the Pocket Bay Prairie? Yes, this'll do.
Yeah, so they're just kind of like, they're eyeing you guys a little bit. They're just like, you know, we would appreciate it if you left your weapons on the cart before you come over here.
Absolutely.
Don't really know you guys, so.
Yeah, where are you from?
He's like, well, we're just traveling from Axis to Horizon. And it's a, like, it's a human male talking. He's got like a longer beard, like slick black hair.
Any distinguishing markings, like who he may align with?
No, he just looks like he's just kind of in like normal peasant clothing.
Okay.
There's him. There's like a couple other. There's like two dwarves there. There's another elf kind of hanging out. There is a gnome.
Verily, good sir, may I ask, who is in charge of this merry band?
And the guy just kind of looks, he's like, well, looks like, I reckon I am. We don't really have a...
We don't have a centralized government. It's really...
yeah, we're just really just kind of traveling to Horizon, so we figured it'd probably be best to stay together if anybody tried to create any trouble with us. You know,
that
more bodies than not.
We are all separate travelers.
Oh, absolutely. It makes sense. You know, you gotta travel strength in numbers. That's how it goes.
Yes.
He's I like, find so, that to be a fallacy.
He's like, so if you wouldn't mind, you know, leaving your weapons back there if you're going to come to eat.
I have no weapons.
Sure thing.
I can fuck stuff and up I, without a weapon, yeah.
I make I think a show I, of if, putting if, my if, crossbow if, on the cart.
Okay.
While keeping my staff in my hand, pretending to walk on it. I get off of Bonesy if I was on him and just, I pretend I need it to walk.
Okay. Give me a charisma check.
While he does that, I actually go put my mace in the back of the wagon because I don't want them to see it.
Okay.
How was a 15 sound?
A 15? All right. That's believable.
All right.
You're still adventurer level.
The Holy Order of the Golden Company told me that if I were ever to lay my weapon down, it is only in death or defeat. And since neither of those are happening, I'm afraid that I cannot lay my weapon down.
Like, well, then...
I'll stay by the wagon.
That works for us.
He's very trustworthy.
Really weird, though, that you talked about cooking his food, but now you're not going to cook his food.
Well, that
was
before I knew about the contention with weapons.
I use my knife as my cooking, or my sword as my cooking knife.
It's very sharp.
So, yeah, he just kind of looks at you guys. He's like, all right, well, you know, if you guys really wish to share the fire, go for it. But, you know, we're going to keep our eyes on you.
That's fine.
What brings you to Horizon?
Hey, check the map. Is the purple one right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, what's the map look like?
You guys do that.
He kind of looks at you. He's like, well, he's like, I'm just going down there for some work. You know, we're going to try to get work at Pocket Bay, get on one of the fishing boats and make some money. He's like, I really can't really tell you about the rest of these folks. Not everybody wants to share their personal business. So.
Shouldn't anyone being secretive in this band?
Everyone's map. Got their own right to their own privacy. If they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to, so...
Mm. It's a free country.
I told you we are not a centralized form of
so
government.
The... On the map,
yeah,
is the light there with us, or is it further ahead?
Sure is.
Ooh. Which one? Of the, it's there?
It sure is. Yes.
What do we talk about in the first episode, Tyler?
I don't remember.
Lots of stuff, actually.
Oh, fucking A, Tyler. God damn it.
What did we talk about?
I'm going to have to go back and remind you, because you don't remember shit. Obviously, it'd be Bramble. That should have been your excuse. Bramble's the one that saw the vision not more ago.
Yeah. I wasn't there. Bramble was there.
That's fine.
I am no Morgo. I was only in about the 9th or 10th episode.
Let me get down here.
I think it was actually he showed up in episode 12. And then and then Bodhi's office showed up in episode 14.
That sounds right.
But I could be wrong.
I just want to know if we should be suspicious of these people because we know one of them's a gem.
Yeah. Probably.
And the holograms are the rest of them.
Where was it at here? Camera zooms in until we are focusing on a small gnome who sits in the bleachers of the gladiator pits. He is short with wild green hair and striking red eyes.
Ah, the vision.
You do see a gnome there with green hair and red eyes who's kind of hanging out in the back, not talking a whole lot.
Okay. Okay.
Gnome to gnome, go have a conversation.
Yeah, I'll just kind of hop over.
It's been a long time since I've been gnome. Don't about you.
It makes sense that you would like...
I haven't seen a gnome out in the world in quite a while. How are you liking traveling?
He just doesn't... kind of looks at you and then looks back down and doesn't say anything to you.
Oh, a quiet one, huh?
I kind of look at him, just stare... Not stare daggers at him. I just look at him really expectantly like... Like, if you were to,
Nothing to say?
Like, if you were to say something to your grandma, and she kind of looks at you and kind of perks up, like, ready to listen, I'm looking at him like that, like, huh? Gotcha. Like, ready to go. What's up, man?
What was the dance like, Sonny?
All right. He just keeps staring down, doesn't say anything to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to stay sitting with him.
Okay.
And, I don't know, let these chuckle fucks do something. I'm going to see if this guy does anything.
Okay. What are you guys
going
to do?
I am going to go around to the other humans and see what they're all heading to Horizon for.
Okay, well, there was two dwarves and an elf.
Oh, then the dwarves.
The dwarves, they are going down there to work with their uncle at a blacksmith in Horizon.
Oh, Brock and Atri. Mm.
Then I will ask the other one.
The elf.
You asked the elf?
Thank you, yes.
He is going down there to try to get into the service of the Archmage. He wants to join the Mages magics. Academy and start working on things.
Learning the magics.
Learning the magics.
How do we want to separate this guy?
I'm basically waiting on a signal from you guys to
start the fire.
I don't necessarily know that this gnome is a dude. I just want to talk to a gnome.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
it'd be them that knows the cue about the gnome. Because they saw the vision.
Would too.
Oh, I would too, wouldn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
So I'm like...
Pointing like that...
Fucking snapping right yeah. there.
Like dog pointing with your face?
Yeah. My nose is just beating on this guy's head.
I'm trying to stay as much in character as possible. Like things that Morgo would know.
I appreciate that.
Because I'm really tempted to just like pull out my map and show him and be like, you ever seen anything as weird as this? And see if he'll tip his hand, but he wouldn't do that. So I don't really know how else to...
What if somehow I gave Morgo the signal that he's the dude?
If there was some way you could do that in character, I would be able to
just
pull
yell, "He's the dude!"
Yo, that's that motherfucker out there.
That's that motherfucker.
Oh shit, Omar's coming.
Well, I mean, I guess I would try to continue the conversation. I don't really know what else I'd say.
Could
it'd
I
just
like...
be silent though?
Fuck, I have no cantrips. I can't like hey, spell outside of battle. It can't be like...
You can as a ritual.
No, I'm not a ritual caster, I don't
think.
You
don't have ritual casting?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't have one of those? That's too bad.
Because clerics aren't technically ritual casters, but they get the ritual casting outside of combat.
Well, then I'll just tell this gnome next to me, my name's Morgo. Been out in the big wide world a little bit.
Got any ideas about the afterlife?
I got these guys. These are my buddies here. Got the big guy, Baxter. Just met up with him again. Vic, Argon... Good people. We're just heading out to Axis. Thanks for letting us sit by your fire. Does he say anything?
He kind of looks at you. He's like, your buddy said you didn't know each other before. Which one of you is full of shit?
Me!
Oh.
Probably the other guy.
You wouldn't
I mean,
know
we
that.
Don't know each other very well. I haven't hanged out with these guys like, you know, they're not lifelong friends, but we kind of know each other.
Do I still have my fucking circlet on?
You know,
yeah.
Safety in numbers. We're traveling together kind of thing.
I'm a fucking idiot.
he kind of looks at you. He's like, best you keep getting on.
But we need
what's
something.
Why?
He's like, something ain't right about you or your friends.
He's gay,
I don't
man.
Really
That's
trust
rude.
You.
All right. I will say, I think that goof. This is suspicious enough that Morgo would be suspicious, but he's not going to bust the map out next to the guy.
Okay.
So I'll just tell him, hope you have a good night, and I'll walk back over
to
these guys
say,
and
like,
pull
the,
out the map.
You have to say that common gnome phrase that like every gnome
Shalom.
Says.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. There we go. Even better.
Assalamu alaikum.
He does not reply, but not... Not out of, like, he's rude, but because he doesn't know.
Doesn't trigger.
He
because,
doesn't know the Shinome.
Well, I just he's walk over these guys and just tell him, well, that guy's really weird.
Yeah,
let's
wait,
take a look
no.
at the map and pull the map out and see what's what and where. And so, like, show them.
Still blinking right in front. Like, right now, you guys are all together
all
right,
you
as
guys
one.
Know anything?
Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah,
the fucking
that's
gnome,
the dog.
Fucking
oh, God, that would have been good to know.
Well, maybe you shouldn't just walk off.
Would have been good to gnome before
God,
I went
God, I was going
to
say that, son of a bitch.
Oh, I was going to say that.
So we just want to go jump this little dude?
No.
He's a gnome.
So, can I assume that you guys have told me about these visions?
Can I try and circumnavigate the camp over to the gnome?
Because...
how? It's like broad daylight.
Before you do that.
Be incognito.
Before
That's how.
You do that. I think we need to come up with a game plan. I mean, can I assume you guys have told me about your visions that you got?
I mean, we've spent days on horseback. Yeah,
but
together.
Would you guys have told him, though? That's the thing.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I probably would have, if anything. Yeah, hey, Margo, this one time we had these really cool things.
If anything, Baxter let enough slip to where he got curious and started asking weird questions. Okay.
We've got, the map says the thing is here, and you guys saw a vision with a gnome that looks like that guy.
Yep.
I'm going to call him out. Can y'all back me up?
We'll see.
I mean, maybe you back me up.
So, depends on how you call him out. Really,
I'm gonna go over there to him.
I'm watching the waves
him,
or whatever on the.
I'm gonna
shore.
Be. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with him. Be like, look, man, we weren't totally honest with you. I mean, we are traveling.
He's like, no shit, huh?
Yeah, real funny. We are looking for something, and I want you to take a look at this because this is really interesting. And I show him the map, and I'll explain to him. You know, I don't want to, like, tip the whole thing. Like,
you pretty
this
much
is our...
showed him your fucking hand, dude.
Well, no,
we're showing up on
like,
the map.
I don't want to be like, I know it's you. I just kind of want to get him off base, you know?
Ask him if he's seen any of the other travelers carrying anything
suspicious. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like show him, hey, we're looking for this... This map is magic. It tracks what we're looking for.
It's a red glow.
And it
thing.
Shows us that it's right here.
Do a dexterity check.
He's gonna take the fucking map.
He's gonna take the map. Plus level, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Dexterity plus level, 16.
16?
Yeah.
Rips a map out of your hand.
I immediately light it on fire.
What the fuck? My. You gotta be fucking joking me, dude.
You totally did it.
Oh, perfect.
No, I light that shit on fire.
Oh, okay.
Why not just try and steal it back?
We've got three, and we might get another one. There's no way we can't use four to find the last ones.
So, you light the map on fire.
Our powers combined?
Exactly.
Fucking Captain
Quest
Planet.
Helper.
That's how they work.
He just kind of like smiles at you. He's like, yeah, you're going to do my job for me then, huh?
Well, it's going to happen anyways, and
you must not have heard what he said.
What?
He said you did his job for him.
He was trying to take the map, so no one...
He was
going to
take it from us anyways.
To destroy
it. No, you showed it to him. He was going to take the map to destroy it. You just destroyed the map for him.
I just wanted to do that and then immediately attack him after that.
Okay.
So the map is still burning?
Yeah, why not?
All right, give me that roll.
Hold on, I want to see which thing I want to do here.
Quick question.
Death's Gauntlet.
What's it do?
Well,
I put on a gauntlet.
The flavor text is that it basically slows him down, but it just does damage.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird to me, but...
What is the flavor
this
text?
This is probably going to end up badly for me.
Oh, yeah.
But what I know of these crazy things is the only one I've encountered fucking killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it rests safely in my shoulder.
Yeah, it killed me because these two guys did something ridiculous.
But no, dude, it was part of the plan I told you this.
We want him to live.
And I assume you guys are coming in as well.
Yeah, well, you can assume all you want.
Yeah, you know, God, I don't even know nothing's going garbage. On until you lit that fire.
14.
Miss.
Well, I just, you see me wave my hands and try to make skeletal arms. This thing just says, just my level is damage.
Four.
And nothing happens, and I immediately like,
he goes to punch you in the chest.
He's going
to
punch me in the chest?
Yeah.
Through your chest.
I rolled a 8 outright. So what's your AC?
What's your pluses?
What's
your AC, dude?
My AC is 16.
16? Okay.
This is like a cripple fight.
Oh, he hit you.
Oh, of course he does.
Well, yeah. And he's going to do 42 points of damage. From one hit.
He's the Power Stone, guys.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And then he
Are
kinda,
you dead?
No, well, I mean, I'm under zero, but I'm not out.
So he...
You just came back to life with full health.
Fucking knocked him unconscious.
I came back to life with 36 health.
Slams into Morgo and knocks him backwards and just sends him, like, sprawling out unconscious.
Are you still by the wagon?
And then he just kind of looks.
Me?
He like looks, and he starts like you see him starting to get like redder and redder. He's like, "All right, I don't want to do this, but if this is how it's gonna be." And you just see him just start to grow like the Hulk.
Wait.
And he just gets fucking massive. Like he gets at least like 15 to 16 feet tall, and he's just standing there like pounding his fist. He's like, "Which one of you motherfuckers is next?"
Can we talk?
And we'll see y'all next week.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next time on Comics Replays. Plays.